Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
It happens all the time. Every day, women are told they are less than, that they act inappropriately even though they do the same things as men. These sexist ideals are especially prevalent in the debate community, and I've unfortunately received my share of these comments. I sat down after giving my last speech and felt all the stress of the round leave my body. My partner and I used our shared document to communicate to each other while the judges decided our fate. Were we going to compete the next day, or were we going home? 15 minutes later, the decision was revealed. "It's a 2-1 for the affirmative," said one of the judges. My partner and I turned to each other, big smiles on our faces, and high-fived. We had won. I thanked my opponents for a good round, then asked one of the judges for feedback specific to our team. I wanted to hear what we could improve on, not what she was going to say. She called me to her desk, and I wondered, why does she want to talk to me individually? Little did I know, the words that would come out of her mouth would be, "You spoke too loudly and aggressively for a female debater. You need to be subdued, because that is not our place." I stood there in astonishment while she told me everything I did was wrong, because I was a woman. This was one of the first experiences I had with outright sexism in the debate community, but the sexism hasn't been decreasing since it happened. Sexism in the debate community is so prevalent, yet it is one of the most ignored issues. It occurs in subtle ways and such outright ways like the experience I had. It ranges from mansplaining to losing rounds to male debaters because of the way that women are dressed. And yet, for some reason, the entire range is ignored. Raising awareness about this issue is important because as society is changing, the debate community needs to as well. I long for the day when I don't receive these sexist comments. With a perspective, I'm Anika Ganesh.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.